In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. As you know from this morning's bulletin, from the insert, we are continuing with our series of sermons that have to do with this issue of stewardship. Last week, we considered this issue of our stewardship of talents, and we looked at how the Lord has given us all, every single one of us, some kind of gift or talent. And we are to use that gift or talent to make a difference, in the lives of our families, of those that we see on the streets, to make a difference here in this church, and to make sure that we use it to help build up the body of Christ, to build up our Lord's church. Well, today our conversation will be again about stewardship, but it will be about the issue of the stewardship of treasure. Now, a while ago, I heard a joke from one of our parishioners, and I want to begin with this joke. So, he said, what is the difference between praying in a casino and praying at church? Are you ready? When you pray at the casino, you really mean it. So, there are a number of reasons why I tell that joke. One, because I think it's pretty cute, but it also reminds us of a couple of things. Number one, it reminds us that money really is something that is important to us, right? There is a truth in this joke as well, that people hope and pray that when they do go to the casino, that they will leave with more, not less, than they came with. All of us realize, each and every one of us understands the importance of money. Money helps us to take care of our children. It helps us to make sure that we have food on the table. It helps us to make sure that we have a home for ourselves, and that we can take care of that home as well. Money does all sorts of things that allows us to be a benefit to one another and to our families. But it needs to be something that is always put in its proper perspective, that it is put in its proper place. It should be something that we remember to be thankful for, thankful that our Lord has blessed us with the ability to work, thankful for whatever it is that we have. And we show that thanks to God by remembering to give back to the one who has given us so much. We give back according to our abilities as well. So this morning, as we continue with our conversation about stewardship, we'll be looking at this issue of the stewardship of treasure in order to be reminded of what we have received from God and what our response is going to be to Him who has given us so very much. So as I was getting ready for this morning and for this morning's sermon, I came across something that was said to a priest. The parishioner had complained to a priest that the church in Christianity, he said, is one continual give, give, give. The priest replied, "Thank you very much for the finest definition of Christianity I have ever heard." He says, "You're right. Christianity is all about a constant give, give, give. God giving His Son to the world to show His unconditional love. His Son Jesus giving His life on the cross to forgive our sins and to destroy death. Then our Lord's disciples giving all they had to make sure God's good news of love was preached to all people everywhere. And after all that giving of God to the world, yes, he said, God asks His followers to imitate His own generosity by giving, by offering back a portion of all that He ultimately has given each person. So yes, the church in Christianity is one continual give, give, and give, but in a good and holy and spiritual sense. When I read this, it reminded me that this dialogue between this priest and this parishioner really is what stewardship is all about. God has given us. So in gratitude, all of us give back. We give in gratitude for the many blessings we have received, for the way God has touched our lives. We give in order for others to see what we already know, what a relationship with God can be like. We give in order to help the church to continue doing its very important ministries. And by giving, we are participating in something so much larger than ourselves. We become a part of God's ministry. we begin to build up lasting wealth. We begin to build up spiritual wealth. We all remember the parable of the rich young man who came to Christ asking how he can find eternal life. And Christ tells him to follow these commandments. And the young man says, well, I've already done all that. Then the Lord says to him, well, fine, sell everything you have and follow me. And as we remembered, the young man was not able to do that because he had many riches. What we need to keep in mind is that our Lord is helping us to have a healthy view of our wealth, a view that allows us to remember what should be the most important things in our lives. His sin was not his wealth, but his sin was his attachment to it. Because in the end, what will last is our relationship with God, not the stuff that we've accumulated in this life. This time of the year, my friends and my family, as we consider our stewardship of what we have been given, it is important to consider what our priorities are, to consider our relationship with God, to consider where we are building our treasure. Are we setting our relationship with God to be the most important thing in our lives? Are we living a life that shows gratitude for what our Lord has given us? And are we allowing that to be the main priority in our lives? I want to end with just a short story that I recently read that I think highlights the importance of keeping in mind where our priorities are and remember to keeping our priorities in check. So, a group of friends went deer hunting and they paired off in twos for the day. And when night had come, they all had returned except for two of them. So all of a sudden, one of them comes up and he has this big deer on his shoulders and he's carrying it back. And they look at him and they say, hey, what happened to Harry? They said, oh, well, Harry had a stroke about a mile down. And he goes, you left Harry and took back the deer? And he said, well, it was a pretty tough call, but I figured no one was going to steal Harry. Okay, so what we get from this little story is we have to remember our priorities. My friends and my family, as we continue with our consideration of what it means to be stewards with what God has given us, let us consider our priorities. Let us consider what it truly means to have a relationship with God. Let us consider what is most important in our lives. And as we do this, let us reflect on all that God has given us, and let us remember to give accordingly. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise.